Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. All of us are involved in human institutions of one kind or another. Churches are made up of humans. They too are human institutions on one level. But human beings have their foibles and problems. How are people in the church and how are their leaders to respond to actions of people which may destroy the church? Let's take a look at what St. Paul has to say to the early church. We are looking at Acts 20, verses 28 through 36. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for all my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. The central question that we're looking at today is this: does the church have any defense against the destructive forces that would dismantle the body of Christ, the church? And the answer in Paul's testimony here is this, the big idea: God's word will sustain you. Paul begins by saying, know that there's going to be problems. Problems come. But know also that the safe harbor from these problems is God's word. It will keep you close to our Heavenly Father to keep close to that word. It will build you up when others are trying to tear you down. God's word will bring you into the same inheritance that all believers will share. Know that you must help the weak. This is a giving activity, not a receiving activity. Giving means investing your resources in God's labors. Giving means investing in people who have need. The big idea here is God's word is enough. It will sustain you. The Bible is a resource to keep us close to God, whether God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, or God the Father. The Bible will build you when there is destruction all around you. The Bible will confirm your place in heaven because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209.